Andrew Hall has worked for the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department for nearly 8 years, and in that time has been the subject of 3 excessive use of force investigations, 2 fatal shootings of unarmed men of color. Now he faces voluntary manslaughter charges for one of them, Latimer Arboleda. Jessica Leong is Arboleda's niece.
It blows my mind. It's unfair. It's not right. And we want justice.
For both men.
For both men, for both families. It's a sad thing to hear, but we're ready to fight and to continue moving forward.
His family says Arboleda suffered from a mental illness and was fearful of police. That may be why he refused to pull over when officers initiated a traffic stop of Arboleda in 2018. They were responding to calls of a man ringing doorbells and knocking on doors. Instead of pulling over, Arboleda kept going, engaging in a slow speed chase for 9 minutes. Officer Hall was not involved in the initial pursuit, but stopped his vehicle at an intersection to block Arboleda's car. Police video footage shows Hall stepping in the path of Arboleda's car and firing a volley of shots into the windshield and passenger side window. 9 bullets hit Arboleda, killing him. The sheriff's office cleared Hall after a 9-month investigation. But 2 years later, District Attorney Diana Becton filed 2 felony charges against him, calling his actions unreasonable, unnecessary force. But Hall says he's innocent. Harry Stern is his defense attorney.
He fired in defense of his life. There's absolutely no question about that. That's what this case is going to be all about. There's clear and convincing evidence that's provided by the video that shows Mr. Arboleda's car facing directly at him, speeding forward in an area that he didn't have any place else to go. It's tragic. Any loss of life needs to be considered and weighed carefully because it's the worst possible outcome for everybody involved, including the officer involved.
It's not enough to say the shooting was reasonable. The question is, was it necessary?
Civil rights attorney John Burris is representing the Arboleda family in a lawsuit against Contra Costa County for the fatal shooting.
And in this situation, it clearly was not necessary because the officer was in a position of safety or could have put himself in a position of safety given the tactics that were used. This officer is the one who placed himself in harm's way, that he shot into a moving car, his gun, he discharged it a number of times when he himself was not in a position of danger. The law is pretty clear that you cannot create a dangerous situation or confrontation for yourself and shoot your way out of it and then claim self-defense. So the challenge will be, of course, is was this officer in a position of safety at the time he fired his gun into the car?
If found guilty of voluntary manslaughter charges and assault with a semi-automatic firearm, Hall faces up to 46 years in prison. Hall's attorney calls the charges against him political. District Attorney Diana Becton filed them 1 day after a jury convicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin for killing George Floyd. But Burris says, had they charged Hall sooner, he may have not killed Tyrell Wilson earlier this year. Burris is also representing Tyrell Wilson's family in suing Contra Costa County over that fatal shooting. Hall is the first deputy to face charges for a fatal shooting in Contra Costa County. The families of his victims are calling for his removal. He's currently on desk duty at the sheriff's office as his case plays out. I'm Frank Sterling reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio.